অভিযান বাগিরি বাদন থারি Asutara Satsushu Shiman is Divine Grace to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premishi Gahor Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Giradhar, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar, Gopa Gopina, Shamakun, Radhakun, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamunamai Ki Jai, Gangamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktarinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, glories to Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vishnamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharani Nevashesha Sunyavadi Pasya Chya De Sitarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraya Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the transcendental goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator. By regular attendance in the classes of the Bhagavatam, even when it's freezing cold, and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that's troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. In loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna. So we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, as usual, Canto 1, Chapter 11. This is Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, and we're on text number 8. Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam.
Aho sanata
bhavata smayad vayam. Trivistapanam api dura darshanam. Trivistapanam api dura darshanam. Prema smita snigda nirikshananam. Prema smita snigda nirikshananam. Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam. Trivistapanam api dura darshanam. Prema smita snigda nirikshananam. Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Please chant. Aho sanata bhavata smayadvayam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam.
Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam.
Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam. Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam.
Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam.
Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam. Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Prema smita nirikshananam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam. Trivistapanam api dura darshanam.
Prema smita snigda nirikshananam.
Pasyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Shall we try for 100% participation or shall we stop there? You're doing great. If they want. No forced. Aho sanata bhavata smayad vayam. Trivishta tatanam api dura darshanam. Rupam tava sarva sobhagam. Good girl. Aho sanata bhavatas mayadvayam. Trivishtapanam api duradarshanam. Premasmitasmitanirishananam. Pashyema rupam tava sarva sobhagam. It is. Yes, very nice.
Very good.
Anyway, thank you all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Aho.
Aho.
Oh, it is our good luck.
Oh, it is our good luck.
Sanata.
Sanata.
To be under the protection of the Master.
To be under the protection of the Master.
Bhavata.
Bhavata.
By your good self.
By your good self.
Sma.
Sma.
As we have become.
As we have become.
Yat vayam,
as we are,
travista panam, of the demigods, api, also, dura darshanam,
very rarely seen,
premasmita,
smiling with love,
snigda, affectionate. Nirikshana ananam, face looking in that mode. Pasyema,
let us look.
Rupam,
beauty.
Tava,
your.
Sarva,
all.
Sobhagam,
auspiciousness.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, our Divine Spiritual Master. Oh, it is our good luck that we have again come, that we have come again today under your protection by your presence. For your Lordship rarely visits even the denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face, which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form full of all auspiciousness. Wow, so nice. Omaginati mirandasya jananjana salakaya chakshur unilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. We're so fortunate to have Srimad Bhagavatam. It's just so relishable. Right from the very beginning, first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, the introduction to the Bhagavatam, we're encouraged right from the very beginning, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mahur Raho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. That Srimad Bhagavatam is all about relishing mellows, relishing relationships, relishing the relationship that the living entity has eternally established with the Supreme Lord. But unfortunately, due to so many piles and years and millennium and eons of forgetfulness, it's totally covered from our eyes, that relationship that we have with the Lord. But Bhagavatam is all about relationship. So here, as Sesha Prabhu mentioned Monday, the pastime itself of Krishna entering Dwarka and previous chapter Krishna leaving Hastinapur, it's not a particularly, in a sense, energetic or action-filled pastime. But there's so much relishing of mellows there. It's Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj has described in the embankment of separation. You know, he's quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita and other sources that the river of prema, of love for Krishna, has two sides. It has the side of separation, vipralamba, and the side of sambhoga, of meeting. So we experienced in the 10th chapter when the sum of the mood of the residents of Hastinapur anticipating that pain of separation from the Lord. And they were expressing, oh, how are we going to live without seeing your face? They were in so much anxiety. Externally, appearing very painful, difficult, unpleasant, but internally, that internal ecstasy of separation from Krishna enhanced their meeting, their remembrance, their relationship with Krishna. So even apparent circumstances like separation or pain or that type of externally negative emotions bring up that transcendental love. So here in this chapter, so the residents of Hastinapur, they're experiencing separation. And now the residents of Dwarka, they're just beginning their prema flow on the other bank of the river. The other bank, sambhoga, meeting. And they're expressing how happy they are to finally have met up with the Lord. So, I will go on to the purport. Ha ha ha. Okay. Purport. The Lord in his eternal position, the Lord in his eternal personal form can be seen only by pure devotees. The Lord's never impersonal, but he is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead, possible to be visited by devotional service face to face, which is impossible to be done even by the denizens of higher planets. When Brahmaji and other demigods want to consult Lord Vishnu, the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, they have to wait on the shore of the ocean of milk where Lord Vishnu is lying on white land, Sveta Dvip. This ocean of milk and the Sveta Dvip planet are the replica or Vaikuntha Loka within the universe. Neither Brahmaji nor the demigods like Indra can enter into this island of Svetadvipa. But they can stand on the shore of the ocean of milk and transmit their message to Lord Vishnu, known as Shirodakshai Vishnu. Therefore, the Lord is rarely seen. Do you remember the Sanskrit for rarely seen?
Durdarshana.
Therefore, the Lord is rarely seen by them, but the inhabitants of Dwarka, because of their being pure devotees, without any tinge of material contamination of fruitive activities and empiric philosophical speculation, can see him face to face by the grace of the Lord. This is the original state of the living entities, meaning it's our original state, not the living entities out there. It's our original position also, that we can see the Lord face to face by the grace of the Lord. This is the original state of the living entities and can be attained by reviving our natural and constitutional state of life, which is discovered by devotional service only. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So fantastic, isn't it?
Just
so
fantastic.
Yeah, each one is complete,
yeah.
And this one too also. Yeah, it's so complete, and even on a cold day, it warms you up. Ha ha ha. You know, just the thought that we have that same opportunity. We're fallen. We're just beginners, baby stepping on the path of bhakti. You know, how does Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says? He says, we're on the threshold of the door of bhakti. We're just entering the process of bhakti. But still, all the promises of the perfection of bhakti are attainable by us, by our endeavor, by Krishna's grace, not just by our endeavor, of course, there's more to say to that, but still, it's attainable for every living entity. So here, Srila Prabhupada points out, and the residents of Dwarka are pointing out, that the Lord's not impersonal, he's a person. And even, and not a limited person, of course, but even there's hundreds, thousands of citizens on the road where Krishna is entering, about to enter into Dwarka, and he, the Lord, has that ability, just with his glance and his relationship with everybody, to have a personal relationship with every single person. Not a person is left out. Not the low class, not only the high class, only the big donors, only the whatever, the fancy people. No, every single person. In a few verses, there's going to be even the greeting of the prostitutes. How they're not to be neglected for their apparently low social position, but because they're devotees, because opportunity of developing bhakti within the heart, that's there across the board for every single living entity. Because why? That's who we are. Unfortunately, we've just forgotten that. We've forgotten that loving relationship with the Lord, but it's there, meant to be revived in an easily, relatively easily, but you know, easily, in an easier manner. So Bhagavad Gita explains the different austerities that the different yogic practitioners practice to make progress on their path. If they've made a little progress on the spiritual path, and they're thinking that the Supreme Absolute is in an impersonal form, it's not a person, it's a force, it's a light, it's a this, it's a that, then they're performing austerities to purify their consciousness, to merge into that impersonal effulgence or whatever. And the austerities and the endeavor that they have to make is so difficult, so arduous, and so full of obstacles. Very difficult, Krishna explains. It's very difficult to make progress on the path of impersonal realization because it's so unnatural to us. We're persons. We're always hankering for relationships and affection and so many different types of relationships. And Krishna's there, that personality who's capable of reciprocating with people according to what? According to their desire to reciprocate with him. It's not just all one in any aspect of Krishna consciousness. Even the relationship that the devotee has with the Lord, it's not all the same type of relationship. There's a neutral relationship, there's servitor relationship, there's a friendly relationship, and then there's different degrees of friends. There's different categories of friends, intimate friends, priya nama sakas, and you know, bosom buddies, and distant friends, and intimate friends, and so many types of friends, so many types of parental relationships, and relationships as a love. Everything is there that the living entity wants to satisfy the self by giving that love that we have to Krishna. Not by looking for it for our own personal satisfaction, but by giving it to Krishna, then we experience that highest degree of reciprocation. The Lord reciprocal. So, and he has, as Prabhupada says in the purport, he says, his eternal personal form can be seen only by the pure devotees. Because the verse is referring to how the demigods, even their such exalted personalities, were not meant to deprecate them in any way or disrespect them in any way, thinking, oh, they don't even get a chance to go into Swetadweep. They have to stand on the shore of the ocean we're so much more fortunate. Yes, in one sense we are so much more fortunate because we've come in contact with Srila Prabhupada. He's taught us right from the very beginning of our entrance into the path of bhakti, the process of pure devotional service, which is also being referred to as freed from any motivation or tinge of material contamination of fruitive activities. I'm doing this because I want this result. Or any philosophical speculation, well, I think it's like this or that or whatever. Free from all of that contamination, but what is stressed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as the definition of pure devotional service, that it's unmotivated by those things. And the idea is favorable service attitude towards the Lord. That uninterrupted, favorable service attitude towards the Lord. And then one has the opportunity of seeing him face to face. Now the demigods, they're characterized, they're devotees of the Lord. They're not non-devotees. They're devotees of the Lord. Sakkama, with desire. They have desire to be a devotee of the Lord. They also have material desires. And because of the different qualifications of pious activities, they can take on different positions in the hierarchy and assist the Lord in so many ways. There's 33 million demigods who have different services to assist the Lord in his administration of the universe. And they're devotees. They have a desire for that service, and they also have a desire for name, fame, and whatever else they might have a desire. It's tinged in there. Sakkam. So therefore, they have to follow certain procedures. There's more formality there. And they have to follow certain procedures in order to get the darshan of the Supreme Lord, which dur darshan, as it's described here, it's difficult to achieve the personal darshan of the Lord. Yet for the pure devotee who has the Lord's, just like what Pran Govinda Prabhu was reading in the story of Kar and Dushana, when they saw the beauty of Lord Ramachandra, they wanted to, they had changed their mind, instead of trying to kill him, they wanted to capture him so they could see that beauty all the time. A devotee of the Lord who's coming to the platform of pure devotional service, they have the ability to bring the Lord within their own heart and consciousness by that meditative process. And we have the opportunity of serving the deity to bring that the form of the Lord and his personal service into our hearts and minds. And therefore, that opportunity is greater. It's greater than many other opportunities in the world, being elevated to a big advanced position, a big prestigious position, and then having to wait to see the Lord. Anyway, it's just, there's so many different aspects of that. I wanted to do a little bit of the words, the Sanskrit words, because they have such nice connotations. That very first word, aho, Prabhupada translates here, is, oh, it's our good luck. And then sanata, nata means protector. Sa-nata means with a protector. So there's a big difference between someone who has a protector and someone who is out without protection. Just like the Prabhupada gives the example of the difference between a street dog and a dog that's been adopted by a family and taken care of by a family. So you see the street dog out there, his life is very difficult. It's just a fight for scraps all the time, fight for a little territory. You know, he's full of fleas and ticks and so many things. And anywhere he goes, nobody wants to see him. They all shoo him away. So somebody thinks, that's a person without a protector. That's a, but somebody who has a protector, just a little, and what is that protection? The protection is love, a relationship. Somebody who has the dog that has a relationship with the family, he's feeling the reciprocation of the family's love and affection, and then therefore he's giving his little service to the family in the form of the way that he can protect them by barking and et cetera, et cetera. But there's a reciprocation, and you can see, I mean, it's so, there's so obvious, there's such an obvious difference between a street dog and a dog that's being taken care of, that it, you know, it's not high science to see the difference. You can just see the difference in their bodily structure and their personality and so many things. So we have that also, Sanatana, we have that protection by the Lord. We have to train ourselves to seek it. Seek the protection of the Lord. It's seek the protection, seek the shelter, seek the guidance of the Lord. In every step of our life, there's so many choices to make. And so many tribulations or trials or whatever, life, you know, the flow of life that happens to us. And so many circumstances that are like junctures, like a juncture. Where is this going to take me? If I follow this path, if I do this thing, where is it going to take me? Or sometimes it's not a question of even following the path. Sometimes circumstances are forced upon us. And what we can do is offer that prayer that, my dear Lord, please let this situation bring me closer to you. Please let it bring me closer to you. Because there's the choice. We always have that choice, and sometimes we make a choice that starts us a little, just a little bit, just a millimeter. Just that was one of Vegavati Prabhu's points yesterday of the train tracks. Just a little millimeter off in one cent, at one point in the rail, and then a mile down the road and the train derails because, you know, each little millimeter makes a big difference as the miles go by. So in all of our circumstances that we find ourselves in during the day, or the choices that we are about to make, we can practice, train ourselves. Please let this circumstance bring me closer to you. Please guide me. And by that constant prayer, that hope, desire for the guidance of the Lord, he'll give his guidance. We were discussing last night a little bit in our Brihat Bhagavatamrita. That's what we were reading, right? Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Brihat Bhagavatamrita reading last night of how the Lord makes so many different types of arrangements for our progress in spiritual life all the time. It's a question of training the eyes to see it. This is the Lord. I was mentioning my part last night, an example, which I mentioned in a class recently, but I'm going to say it again, Hare Krishna, of in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Mukunda's family, the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mukunda's family, was being attacked, the town he was living in, his area, was being attacked by Muslim soldiers, and he was in total anxiety about the safety of his family and his wife particularly. So he's trying to evacuate the area and go to a safer place. But it was the middle of the night, and as they got to the edge of the river, they needed to somehow cross the river, and being nighttime, of course, there was no boatman to get them across, and his anxiety was increasing, 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 and all of a sudden a boatman comes. So later on in his life, not even right away. So the boatman comes and ferries them across the river, and all is well and good. So, but later on in his life, when he meets up with Lord Chaitanya, becomes an associate of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is revealing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He calls Mukunda, and he's calling many devotees, and he calls him, he says, huh?
Mangalas. Mangalas.
Thank you. No? Okay, one more time.
Ganga Das.
That's Ganga Das?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that correction. And I've got it totally in my mind. Okay, thanks. So he's calling Ganga Das. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hope it'll stick in. Do you remember the time this circumstance happened? You were trying to cross the river and he said, yes. And then finally, Ganga Das is saying, then finally a boatman came. He said, oh, Lord Chaitanya said, oh, is that all you know? Is that all you realized that a boatman came? He said, I was that boatman. I was that boatman. And then Dandakesh very kindly reminded me, he said, yes. She said, yes, Nanda. It's just like the arrangement that Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna arranged for Srila Prabhupada to come in our lives also. He arranged to give us the opportunity to get out. That's the Lord's very kind arrangement. And it doesn't end there. It didn't end just with Srila Prabhupada coming, obviously. I mean, I know it's obvious, but still. You know, it's constantly, Krishna's constantly there encouraging us and giving us opportunities to make more progress on the spiritual path by so many apparently external arrangements, but they're all, because he's the super soul, upadrastra anumantasya, he's the super soul, the witness and the permitter in everyone's heart, and making that arrangement and for everyone to make progress on the path of spiritual progress. Now, Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Krishna says, and then also in the 3rd chapter, he says in a different way, but he says, 4th chapter, everybody follows my path in all respects. Now, that's a little bewildering, but Prabhupada explains nicely in the purport that, yes, Krishna's path is there. Which path are you going to choose? There are so many paths there for us to choose. One, like, for example, the demigods, they're making their progress. So far, they haven't let go of all their material desires. So they've made progress to a certain point in their purification that they're able to assist the Lord in administrating the universe, but there's still some more progress that needs to be made. Or in other examples of impersonalists, that they're they're just beginning the spiritual path, and they're not seeing the personality of Godhead. They're not seeing him as a person. They're seeing him as a, you know, force, a Brahma Jyoti or whatever, an effulgence. And I'm just about to forget what I was saying. They're making progress. But they're following Krishna's path because those are all paths the Lord has. Now, different paths might, just as you know, when you go hiking in the woods or wherever, there's so many paths and trails, and some loop around this way and some loop around that way, and some is the direct trail and so many things. So there's the direct path of bhakti, and then there's little loop arounds. But these are all because the Lord is, he's not imposing himself upon us. He is the supreme neutral person. Neutral in a certain sense, neutral to a certain extent. When we interact with him in a neutral way, he'll react to us in a neutral way. When we interact or choose to take a path that doesn't show the direct presence of the Supreme Lord in our lives, then he fulfills those desires. Just like Srila Prabhupada in many conversations, he says, if you want to forget the Lord, then the Lord will give you so much intelligence to forget the Lord. It comes from him. He'll give us the intelligence. If we want to declare that God doesn't exist, then he'll give us all the arguments to come up and argue for hundreds of years how God doesn't exist. And yet, for a devotee who's praying, please guide me to your lotus feet. Please let me take shelter of you. Let me become Sanata, under your shelter, please protect me, then the Lord is guiding them in a different way. And he's not neutral anymore. He's, you know, he's anxious. Just like in our story of in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the story of Gopakumar's amazing journey back home, back to Godhead, that takes amazing sojourn throughout all the different planets, planetary systems and higher lokas up to the Vaikuntha lokas. It's all there to the Lord's arranging Gopakumar's pathway and direction. He's arranging the direction by putting him in contact with other people who are pointing the way. Go this way, go that way, go here, go there. And now he's, now we're finally at the, getting towards the end of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and now Narada Muni's giving Gopakumar final honing in instructions on how to reach the highest, purest affection for the Lord. And it's a journey. It's a journey. Anyway, back to some of those Sanskrit words, just really quickly. On the second line, the second full line, prema smita snigda. So these are also, this is just also some of the beauty of the science of the process of bhakti yoga. Prema smita. Smita means smiling. So in Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has analyzed the different types of smiling. Of course, smiling is very hard to detect these days with these masks on. So this one lady has coined the term smilesling. You have to learn how to smile with your eyes so that you look happy, because you could be smiling like anything, but all you see is little eyes, you know. Anyway, back to reality. So there's different types of smiling. There's, you know, there's like a neutral smile, you just give a little smile. You know, and then there's a smiling when your lips are separated a little bit and your teeth are showing. That's a little more affectionate. You know, that's a broader smile. And then there's, you know, big guffawy, laughy smiles. There's all different. It's just so amazingly analyzed to give us more nectar to relish on the path of bhakti. So prema smita snigda. Snigda is affection. That's even a thicker. Just the example is given with sugarcane juice. It's first you squeeze the first you have to cut the sugarcane. Then you squeeze it, you get the nice juice, then you boil it, gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and then you get cane syrup. Then that takes about 6 hours. Did you know that? For them to make cane syrup, it takes, in the pots that we have here on the farm, it's an 80-gallon pot, so you need 80 gallons of juice, cooking it for 6 hours at least, brings it down to like about 9 gallons of thicker syrup, but still quite pourable and not molasses yet. That's 6 hours. So molasses is even more. We've never quite got down so far, at least locally anyway, we never quite got down to gore, you know, the hard sugar yet. We haven't quite learned that art yet without burning it. And then beyond the gore is the rock candy. Probably eating sugar cane. Thank you. I wonder if that was in Mauritius, because there was a story recently about Prabhupada eating sugar cane in Mauritius. I don't know, but anyway, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. The moods and mellows and understandings of devotional service are cooked, refined. The impurities are taken off and they're cooked down and brought to that, brought to a point of pure relishing of mellows. And that's the point. That's the point here, one of the many points of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Mahoraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. That real happiness comes from personal relationships. It comes from relishing mellows. It doesn't come from an impersonal form. And that's why Srila Prabhupada would get so fiery often, you know, when people are trying to propound an impersonalist understanding of the absolute truth. It robs the unlimited Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam, the unlimited ocean of the mellow of devotional service. It robs that opportunity from the living entity if they go down the impersonal path, if they want to merge. The ocean of devotional service is so relishable and so unlimitedly relishable. It's not, you know, it's not like, oh, you've tasted it and then you've tasted it. It's always increasing. So we can pray for that desire, the opportunity, to continue to make the endeavor to relish that opportunity of a personal relationship, developing our personal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Comments, questions, and complaints are all accepted. Sri Devi?
Thank you for your nice class, as always. I was thinking how you said how real happiness comes from relationships and the relishing of mellows in a pure state. That's a nice statement. And I was connecting that to, in the purport, how Prabhupada says, the natural constitutional state of life can be discovered only by devotional service. So it seems like those two things are connected, like through the process of devotional service, we purify our existence.
Yes.
So that ultimately we can exchange pure mellows.
Yes, yes, totally connected. Totally, 100% connected. You're correct.
And how fortunate that we are engaging in devotional service.
Amazing, isn't it?
And how all these people who aren't engaging, they're just walking around like in a shell.
In a shell. And somehow or other there's a plan for them. And you know, we all have different capabilities, desires, propensities. We all have different propensities. Some devotees are great souls who go out every day and try to encourage others to take up the process of devotional service by distributing books. Some people stay here and cook. Some people, you know, so many people are living their life, their Hare Krishna life, to the best of their ability. But I was thinking when I was chanting japa, I've been thinking how just I'm also making a contribution, insignificant as it is, by the vibration of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Because that vibration, it's going around the world. So we're also doing our share. So don't think, oh, it's only the big guys, oh, it's only the big preachers, oh, it's only the thises and the thatties and the... No, we all have a contribution to make to purify the world, to help all of those who were us just a few years ago, not understanding anything about devotional service, you know? So that was one thing that came to my mind. Did you have something?
Yeah, that's a really nice point also. We each have our own gifts and propensities which come from Krishna.
Yeah.
We can experience how if we engage in those, things sort of like flow, and if we try to do like someone else's thing, like you can't really do it, or that's been my experience anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's like stick to like what your gifts and your propensities, and then things sort of like blossom from there.
Yeah, that's what Krishna told Arjuna too, when Arjuna said, you know, I don't know if I really want to do this fight. It's too hard. It's too entangling. It's whatever, whatever. He says, it's the nature, the way you've been trained. You're going to only be happy by doing what you can do. And by artificially renouncing, it's not going to lead you to a safe place. Thanks.
It's like you have to be who you are.
Yeah. First you have to, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that who you are is a gradual revelation also, a gradual process of purification. But yeah. From where we are, forward, upward, onward, soldiers. Thank you. Anything else? You always have a question because you're always thinking so much of Krishna.
No, by your mercy, hopefully I will someday. In one sense, Krishna does not intervene in our free will. So each of us are developing some sort of desire, greed to go to him in our own speed. Not Krishna is like, but is it proper to pray, Krishna, just make my speed now 100% full speed to your lotus feet, no more? Will he do it?
It's taking it little by little. Oftentimes we pray like that. I've experienced, you know, oh Krishna, I'm fully surrendering to you. Mm. But you know what? To be honest, I don't really even understand what full surrender to him means at this particular point in my life, you know, in the process. I don't. So I have a conception that full surrender means whatever, wash the dishes or whatever, you know, some silly thing, you know. Because I'm covered. It's layers. I was actually, thanks for that, I was thinking of the consciousness is covered in layers and layers and layers of contamination. And oftentimes I've used the example of peeling an onion, you know, those little thin mm-hmm. things. And then I thought, I don't like that example. So then I thought of puff pastry instead. You know, so there's these thin layers of pastry that make it the crust, whatever. You know, so we can pray, Krishna, please speed up my progress right now. But the question is oftentimes we don't really realize what that could mean, and mm-hmm. we're not really able to accept it. Just like if you've had the wonderful opportunity to pray the prayers, pray the prayers of Queen Kunti. Let these calamities come again and again, because by these calamities then I remember you. And we've all had experience of calamities in our life at different times where it is easier, because there's so much pressure on us, it is easier to remember Krishna because of that pressure of the circumstance. But to be in a circumstance like that constantly, are we capable? Perhaps not. We don't really understand that. So Krishna, my 2 cents is that Krishna is very kind, and when the living entity prays for something, if he's praying for something beyond his means, his ability to accept the mercy, just like it says that Krishna has 10 hands, if he wants to give you some charity with his 10 hands, what can your 2 hands, how can you hold it? He wants to take something away from you with his 10 hands, how can your 2 hands hold on to it? You don't always have the ability to comprehend the full extent of our prayers, but Krishna is so kind that he has the ability to understand what we're capable of, and he doesn't give us more than we're capable of, or incapable of accommodating, even though it, you know, he definitely knows the art of pushing you off the cliff, and you're holding on by your two hands, then one hand slips, and you're just about to dangle down, and he has the ability to catch you like he did with Prahlad. Anyway, that's...
So, I'm sorry, just wanted to... As you mentioned about Queen Kunti, so Queen Kunti must have, this is just my thinking, I don't know, must have experienced a taste.
Taste.
Mm-hmm. What makes her to pray something like this?
Yeah.
Not because somebody who doesn't have a taste, for him it's like, I don't want this kind of prayer in my life.
Yeah.
I don't even imagine.
Yeah.
So obviously the taste that she experienced Krishna's presence in our life in those critical circumstances, it's so nourishing that she thinks, doesn't matter, whatever it is, I want that, Krishna's.
So
we have to all experience in calamities, or we can just say, can I be with those devotees who are always relishing you, just want to be with them, or not calamities?
It's not a custom order. You know what I mean? I'll take it like this, Krishna, but I, French fries, this, that, but don't give me the sauce. You know, it's not, that's mercantile, The thing is that the taste is there within every one of us. It's just a question of uncovering that taste. And so that's why, although we have the tendency, that passionate tendency to want the purification right now, I want to become a pure devotee right now. Yes, that's good, But it's a gradual process. We can see in this sojourn of Gopakumar, he's going to many, many places. Some of us are expressing a little impatience. Just go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Forget this place. Forget that. But Narada is pointing out there's a rounding out. There's a relishing. There's a maturing of understanding of how to serve that needs to be experienced and realized and uncovered. And then more and more progress is made. So that passionate tendency is not always, it's not the long-lasting purification, but the long-lasting purification so that it's actually the heart becomes cleansed and those things that are there will manifest, if that helps.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Thank you.
So we have a taste. For the sense gratification, I mean, I do.
Yes.
And also I have some taste of spiritual,
yes,
wonderful life.
Yes.
So the choice I have to constantly adjust and make,
yes,
I want this, no.
Yeah. And that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yes.
You know? Yes. I mean, and sometimes it's obvious, the choices are obvious and clear and this and that, but they're also subtle and constant. And we just, it's practice. By constant practice. By Srila Prabhupada's grace.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you.
That was nice.
Thank you very kindly for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Krishna's entrance into Dwarka.
Yeah.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Vitaru.